This is Ozarks at Large. A Fayetteville-based startup is closer to finding out if its patent-pending process can lead to much cheaper solar energy. Silicon Solar Solutions, LLC, has received a $500,000 award from the U.S. Department of Energy. The cash, officially called a Sunshot Incubator Award, is going to an Arkansas-based company for the first time ever. Solar Silicon Solutions is based at the University of Arkansas's Research and Technology Park in South Fayetteville. Yesterday, Douglas Hutchings, the CEO of the company, explained in brief what the award-winning component invented in Fayetteville is intended to do.
We take silicon solar cells, which are 80% of the market out there today, and we have a surface treatment that makes the top layer better. Right, and this allows electrons to get out much easier, so you get more electricity out. And at the same time, we can reduce the amount of silver they use on the front side, so you reduce the costs.
A few minutes later, and a few thousand feet to the west, Seth Shumate, who invented the better solar emitter, stood in front of a massive multi-million dollar machine in a lab at the Research and Technology Park.
Well, in here, we flow hydrogen gas right over the top of the solar cell, and there's a tungsten filament in there that goes to 1900 to 2100 degrees Celsius, which is, you wouldn't want to touch it, let's say that. And that splits the hydrogen up in there, and so we wait a certain amount of time depending on the experiment we're running, and then take our samples out and go measure them. So there are other labs here that have solar cell characterization, and we also make solar cells in the High Density Electronics Center clean room.
If you didn't quite understand all of what Seth said, you're in good company.
I was just over there getting a short-term lesson that I absorbed about 4 or 5% of with regard to exactly what's going on here.
Governor Mike Beebe helped make the formal announcement yesterday about the award. The Department of Energy money is intended to be a catalyst to spur private investment. Douglas Hutchings says there is a definitive plan for the $500,000 award. It's to be used to move the technology from the lab to the marketplace.
Energy, right? When you start talking energy, you're talking not billions, you're talking trillions of dollars. Solar is in its infancy at this point. I mean, I believe without a doubt that it will become one of the cheapest forms of electricity on the planet. And if you can be a significant part of making that happen, there is obviously a very large opportunity. We tend to think more of, what do we need to get done right today, this week, this month, as we work towards that. But that's definitely one of the big reasons why we wake up excited every single day.
He says if all goes well in the next stages, a future phase would involve Arkansas manufacturing of the equipment. And he told the audience yesterday at the formal announcement he intends on keeping the company inside Arkansas's borders.
We were just last week down in Texas meeting potential customers, partners, and investors. The very first thing they always ask us is, are you willing to relocate? In fact, just this morning someone asked me, hey, now that you've got a Sunshot, where are you moving? Well, we definitely see no need to relocate. We fought very hard to create our jobs.
This spontaneous applause, it was started by the governor.
We fought very hard to create the jobs that we have right here in Arkansas. And our goal is to manufacture the equipment necessary to do that process right here in Arkansas, and in turn, hopefully attract solar manufacturers to locate here in the long run.
Seth Shumate, the man credited with inventing the self-aligned hydrogenated selective emitter, is from Conway. And Douglas Hutchings, the CEO we heard from, grew up in MENA. And Hutchings can now dare to dream big for his home state after the $500,000 award.
To be honest, it's hard not to get goosebumps sometimes when you think that over the next decade, 80% of the solar industry could be incorporating a technology that was developed right here in Arkansas.
This is Ozarks at Large.